Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Abantu umva turirimba igihugu nk'iki bazaze barebe ibyo tuvuga n'ukuri.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, this is the Soundcheck Podcast, our series of live in-studio performances. I'm John Schaefer. Today's band comes from the country of Rwanda. They're called the Good Ones, which, in a country still recovering from the horrific genocide of the 1990s, can have a meaning beyond just being, you know, musically good. They're about to release their third album. It's called Rwanda, You Should Be Loved. And the core duo of the group is here in our New York studio today to play some songs from that forthcoming record with a tune called The Farmer. Here is the band called The Good Ones. That's lovely. Thank you. The members of The Good Ones performing live here in our studio in a song called The Farmer, which you will find on their forthcoming record called Rwanda, You Should Be Loved. The core duo of The Good Ones here in the States, Adrian Kazigira playing the guitar and singing, Janvier Havugimana singing and playing percussion. The three albums by The Good Ones have all been produced by Ian Brennan, who is making a return appearance here in our studio. Good to see you again, Ian.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much, John.
How badly did I mangle their names?
You did really, really well.
Okay. How many Good Ones are there in total?
Well, the core group originally for the first record were three members. Then a fourth member participated in the second record, and for the third record, it's a trio again. And for the tour, it's the core, and the core has always been Adrian and Janvier, who've been singing together since 1978, since they were youngsters. They were taught by Janvier's oldest brother, who happened to be blind and was a real mentor for them, and apparently a very gifted musician, and he perished in the 1994 genocide. And so they wanted to stop playing music after that. They didn't feel that they could. But at a certain point, not long after, there was a bit of a rebirth, and they said, "No, we're going to do this in his memory, and we're going to find the good ones." And the original trio actually accidentally reunited the three tribes. In Rwanda now, the identity is Rwandan. Mm-hmm. The tribes are not talked about. They're not supposed to be talked about, and they aren't talked about. But just by sheer friendship and love of music, that was the composition of that original trio that played from 94 through 2015 when we did the second record.
Right. How did you discover this band?
Well, my wife and I, Marilena Umahozadeli, who is Italian Rwandan, went to Rwanda in 2009 with her mother, who had lost her entire family in the 1959 genocide and the 1973 genocide, across those two genocides that aren't talked about because they're not big enough. The 1994 one was even more horrific, with over 1/8 of the population perishing by, you know, conservative estimates. So we went there because Marlena's mother had believed and been told that her best friend, the only real family member she had left, had also been murdered in the 1994 genocide. But it turned out she had not. And completely by chance, she ran into a woman that said, "No, she's alive. She's in Kigali. She's alive and well."
Kigali being the capital.
Yeah, the capital, 15 years later. And so we went there to see her and to reunite them. And while we were there, we wanted to look for music. I mean, that's what we do. Mm-hmm. And very luckily, at the very end of the trip, we met Adrian, and he came and played for us and with Jean Vier. And they said, "No, you know, if we were going to do a record, we need to come back tomorrow night with the third member." And I said, "Great." And they came back. And we recorded at the friend's house. And the friend, because these guys are farmers, they're from the rural area, and the friend was, you know, kind of wealthy and a city person, they didn't like these guys. They didn't like them being around. They didn't want us to record with them. They kept interrupting us. They sing in dialect a lot, so they were like, "What are they talking about? What are they saying?" But we got through the recording somehow, interrupted by them showing us phone footage of friends of theirs that we should be recording instead, that sort of thing. And but all that is forgotten now. It's all they have complete amnesia, because they love them now because of the success and the fact that they've gone to England and they've gone to Germany and the records and hearing songs, original songs in Kinyarwanda, and recognizing with closer listening what a gifted poet Adrian is, and how amazing these two sing together, where you can't tell who's singing what. They're constantly trading off high and low in these close harmonies.
Yeah, the harmonies are wonderful. Yeah.
It's a single vocal.
Now, is that a traditional style as far as you could determine from that part of Rwanda?
It's not. What I can tell you about tradition, I mean, this is roots music. Adrian lives on the farm he was born on. He survived the genocide on. His own children were born on, without electricity and running water. I mean, this is really roots music. And so the tradition, though, is that the region that Adrian comes from historically has been the region that has produced the poets for the king. So in the past, they were known as being Bohemian. I guess they were the Silver Lake of Rwanda. I don't know. You know, whatever it is, you know.
Right.
The Williamsburg of Rwanda.
I see.
So it was interesting to discover that after the fact.
Yeah. All right. So the next song they're going to play for us is called "Young People Are the Future." These are obviously English translations of the titles. Is this kind of a look at post-genocidal Rwanda and a hope for the future?
It absolutely is. It's a song about the post 1994 generation. You know, everyone that was born before 1993 is a genocide survivor, if they survived. Both of these men have four children, young children, and you know, from age 2 to teen years, and so there is a hopefulness, and it's incredible what the country has done to band together, and forgiveness is something that they have practiced, and in a way that I think most people can't even attempt or imagine, but they've done it. Yeah. Because, again, they're the most densely populated country in Africa, and they're living side by side often with people that they know murdered someone that they love.
Yeah. Well, so it's a very deep well that they are mining. Here is another live performance from the ensemble from Rwanda called The Good Ones. The album is called Rwanda, You Should Be Loved. It comes out on November 8th. We're getting to hear Adrien and Janvier performing some songs for us here in the studio today.
Saruro wanyu nuzabura masoko mufite inganda nyinshi ziwutugurira asorwa tomo sikoro burarirwa nawo siri kafe ubyiruko bana bu Rwanda nimwebwe mizero y'u Rwanda mukanguke mugane nzira ya majyambere Tikangana n'utamana mukuzanya mushoboka n'impambara y'intangarugero mu Rwanda rw'ejo. Ndakabiriti akoreho hasi mu rukaka n'ababonye bakikangaruka z'abyuma niko nabyirutse. Sukanje ntige ntengwa ku rwambara rw'ingwara n'inzara nyirasomozo nkayimira. Yaguhinga muhore cyo ndi rwanya suri nkayimenesha ntere ibyatsi kumingoti Ubutaka bwanye nka ufumbira nka butera imbuto z'indobanura mu nyuci bacu bagerageje bakazibonana umwero mwiza
Ubyiruko bana b'u Rwanda nimwebwe mizero y'u Rwanda mukanguke mugane nzira Majambere, oh, mukanguke mugane inzira ya majambere.
The song is called Young People Are the Future. Obviously, that's an English translation of the original title. from The Good Ones, and specifically from Janvier, who performed that solo. So both he and Adrian can play the guitar and pass it one to the other.
Yep.
Ian Brennan, the producer of the three albums by The Good Ones, here with us once again on Soundcheck in our new sound studio. So I don't speak this language, and even if I did, you mentioned they sing in dialect, so it's a regional variant. But I keep hearing what sounds like the name of the country, Rwanda. These songs.
It's in a lot of the songs. It is, yes.
Do they write just songs about, you know, like most pop songs are about love or cars? I mean, presumably not cars, but I don't know.
Well, the majority of their songs are about women. About love.
Okay.
With the first album, there's a song called Sarah, which is a beautiful, beautiful song. And it was the first song they played for us when we met them. The first song we recorded when we did the record on the back porch. And the first song on the album.
And is that the video for that song? Is that the recording?
That is the recording, as was happening. And
that's a really special piece of music.
Yeah, it is. And the first song to be translated was Sarah. And when the lyrics came back, they were just so incredibly poetic. And it's a song about a woman with AIDS who's been rejected by everybody. It turns her away, and there's a man who loves her who's telling her not to go away, and she's spending all her money to go to the witchcraft. And as she leaves the village, he's begging her to come back. It's just incredibly beautiful, and it was so moving and so reassuring and also so educational. And it's something that I found on various projects, that when they're translated back, what seems like it's poetic is poetic.
Hmm.
If it sounds like it's poetic, it usually is.
Well, now there's a song on the forthcoming record, the album called Rwanda, You Should Be Loved. There's a song called Where Did You Go Wrong, My Love, which is the song of a father to his daughter who is going down the wrong path towards prostitution and a life on the streets. So again, it's about a woman, but it there's also a big idea behind it. And it features Nels Klein of Wilco on electric guitar. Now, this is something you've done over the years with your various projects, bringing Western musicians in.
Sometimes. It's something that I generally avoid. I did it with Tenerwan, the Grammy-winning Tazili record. Nels played on that, and Tunde Adebimpe from TV on the Radio played on that. They're both also on this record. But the beautiful thing about people like Corin Tucker from Sleater-Kinney and Nels from Wilco and Tunde and Kevin from My Bloody Valentine and Joe from Fugazi is that they all are so respectful of this band and have such admiration for the band. And what they added is so subtle. It's not what makes the record great. It's already a great record. It just makes it that much better.
Naraye mu muji nyamirambo cyangwa naraye mu muji nabogacha niba naraye Sodoma na Kadirake ibyo byose n'uburenganzira bwanjye ibyo byose n'uburenganzira bwanjye aho naraye hose nawe ngenga mama.
Nils guitar solo in the song, you know, it's just another thread in the fabric, you know, it's all woven together and it's all of a piece.
It is. Nils is just another demonstration of how tasteful he is.
Oh, yeah. Now, you mentioned the Grammy-winning record you did with Tenerwan, which had all these people on it as well. But the last time you were here, we talked about some of your other work with Unheard Voices, the Tanzania Albinism Collective, and the Zumba Prison Project. So, you know, it seems like this is what you do, is travel the continent looking for communities that are not being heard.
Yeah, the continents. I mean, we've done it in the Middle East and in Asia, working with great, great writers like Adrian. is wonderful, but ultimately, I believe everybody's musical, and we're seeking out platforms for people that are oftentimes unheard or underrepresented or even persecuted, like the Tanzania Albinism Collective. Most of us have things that we want to communicate and we need to communicate.
And if not for you and your wife, the good ones would still just be local heroes, I suppose, you know, playing on the farm and what, weddings and funerals and things like
well,
that?
Well, not even that. I mean, it's never a hero in your own hometown. I mean, a little yes. bit of it has bounced back. But of course, you know, people in the city in particular oftentimes want to leave behind, quote unquote, country music. And every country has country music. And these are country guys. So... certainly most people from the city want to hear something that's more electric or electronic or maybe hip-hop. And so who knows? I mean, I would like to believe that it we're invisible in this. I would like to believe it's not because of us. But it certainly, if it had not happened, I think it's a loss.
Well, that is the case with Rwanda and this band called The Good Ones. And once again, the core duo is here, going to play another song for us. This one's called Despite It All, I Still Love You, Dear Friend. And Adrian will take the guitar back for this one. And Janvier will once again be playing percussion, doing some backing vocals. They are The Good Ones. And their album, Rwanda, You Should Be Loved, comes out on November 8th. It's their third. And here's another live performance.
Bitari bikwiriye kugira duhore
yako kinarira kwicirika kurusha mashagaga ubusari njyari nawe nindukwiriye kubabara nubwo wanyanze bwose ngenda cyagukunda wanyatse urukundo sanga baduhame nubwo wanyanze rwose ngenda cyagukunda wanyatse urukundo bitari bikwiriye kuki waduhuriye mu nzira mbona undeba ikijisho mekenyera amenyo aho nakwiciye nubwo wanyanze bwose genda cya urukundo bitari bikwiriye kuki waduhuriye mu nzira mbona undeba ikijisho ukampekenyera amenyo aho nakwiciye
The Good Ones, with a song called Despite It All, I Still Love You, Dear Friend. You'll find that on their third record, the new one called Rwanda, You Should Be Loved, which comes out on November 8th, produced by Ian Brennan. Once again, Adrian playing the guitar and singing, and as I said, Jean-Vierre singing and playing percussion. What I did not get into, Ian, were the specifics of the percussion. Explain the boots.
Well, they use found instruments. They use found percussion in particular. The new record was recorded on Adrian's farm. The first record was recorded on a back porch. So there's a lot of farming tools and literally earth rocks used on the new record. And something that they use regularly for bass sound are boots.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're hearing on the last song.
So Jean-Vierre has put a hand in each of the boots and he's just clapping them together, clapping the soles of the boots together.
Yeah, he's just walking through the song.
It's a wonderful visual image and a terrific sound. Well, traveling around with the Good Ones and seeing American audiences responding to them live for the first time. What's that been like?
Well, it's incredible. I mean, the catalyst for them coming to America was Glenn Hansard invited them to open his tour, and so they did three theater shows in Seattle, Portland, and San Francisco, and received standing ovations every night.
And we can hear why. The recording, the performances here in the studio, just the two of them, terrific stuff. Ian, thank you for bringing them to us.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
This is Soundcheck. That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check us out at newsounds.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.
Gira ni nkomoko n'imvune tugira.